Speaking with Sherrard School District Superintendent Alan Boucher, as an eventful 2019-2020 school year is over, so we now look ahead to the 2020-2021 school year, and I think teachers are scheduled to report to the Sherrard School District August 10th, and students August the 12th. I guess the key question right now, Superintendent Alan Boucher, will kids report to school on August the 12th, and how will that look if they do? Do you know yet?
Well, certainly we don't know what's going to happen, and we're hoping to receive more information in the next week or so from the state, but I'm predicting the state won't give us a final answer. What they'll do is give us several options of what might happen in August, and so that we can at least start planning for each of the options they give us. And then later on in the summer, they'll probably give us the final answer of how we're to go about this. And I'm not predicting that we'll have remote learning from home 100% like we did this spring. I'm predicting there'll be something in the middle. And just what that will be, we don't know. It could be an A-B day where half the kids show up on A day, and while the others are doing remote learning at home, and then on B day, the ones who are at home now come to school, and the A day kids go home and do remote learning. It could be something like that. I don't believe that it will be a regular school year where everybody comes and nobody worries about social distancing or anything. I just really can't see that as one of the options. I think there will be some sort of social distancing that will greatly impact our school in some way. I know that some of the initial information is that school lunches will be served in the classrooms rather than in the cafeteria, and that students' desks all have to be facing one direction and they have to be 6 feet apart, which immediately makes me think that some of our lower elementary use tables instead of desks. So that's going to be a problem. I've also heard that students will have to social distance on the buses, but when you think about that, you can only haul about 11 kids at a time, and some of our buses have 60 kids on the bus. And so, will the bus drivers have to make 5 trips or 6 trips just to get one bus load of kids to school? And of course, that's impossible. And so those are all big concerns that we have. And they will probably make us take the temperature of the kids as they come in and observe them to see if they show any signs of sickness. That's probably not the end of the world. We could probably get that accomplished. But then what do you do about recess? We're not going to probably have any field trips because the kids will all have to be in a tight space on a bus. And, so there will be a lot of changes. And I got to believe that some aspect of remote learning is here to stay because, you have some students who have compromised health systems. They might have lupus, they might have Crohn's, they might have some sort of an immunity deficiency. And so perhaps they'll have to stay at home and get remote learning all the time. We just don't know the answers to all that stuff, but we're thinking about it. We're talking about it. We're putting a committee together to start making plans. We're listening to what the state has to say, what the CDC has to say. And we're trying to listen to creative people of how they're solving their problems to see if maybe we can borrow their ideas to implement in our school district.
And you didn't mention face coverings for students, but do you think that's a possibility too when they return?
Yeah, I would definitely think that we're going to have the staff wearing face coverings, and it wouldn't surprise me if we're going to strongly recommend that the students wear face coverings. But what do you do about preschool students who are 3 years old, 4 years old? They're not going to be able to be compliant with that because they'll think it's great fun, but for about 5 seconds, they'll think it's great fun. After that, they want that off. And so what are we going to do about that? Well, we don't know, but we're trying to source companies that can fill orders for us before August. There are a lot of places that make it seem like they have masks right now that we can purchase, but then when you get to the part of actually ordering them, they say there's a back order for months and months. And so we're going to try to find a company that will be able to make sure that we have the masks on hand if we have to go that direction.
Well, and you say August 10th is when teachers report to school. That may sound like a long time from now because this school year just got over, but it isn't that long of a period. So what options are there for the Sherrard School District in terms of modifying or changing that calendar. Has there been discussions in regards to that yet?
Yeah, we're discussing it. We're listening to others who are thinking about moving their start date. I don't know if anyone in the area has actually pulled the trigger and done that yet. I think the ones, the superintendents I talk to in the area are more interested in maybe moving back the start date rather than moving up the start date. In other words, having a later start rather than an early start. And if they do, perhaps they would move it to after Labor Day. But I don't think anyone has done that yet, and we're not planning to do that, but we're certainly open to the idea, and we're going to continue our discussions to see if there is there any advantage to doing that. And I guess time will tell when we look at the pros and cons.
And to change direction quickly, the state budget was approved for next fiscal year, and it looks like education didn't lose anything, but it didn't gain anything either. I guess from a school district superintendent standpoint, will you take that?
We'll take that in a heartbeat, because these are uncertain times, and one of the biggest impacts of the virus is the financial shortfall that the state will have, because if businesses aren't open, the state isn't collecting taxes, and the state uses that tax money to make their general state aid payments to all of us. And so to have a flat funding, I think, is a win for us. And we can make do, we can tighten our belts, we can do what's necessary to still function properly with a level funding.
That is Sherrard School District Superintendent Alan Boucher joining us on WRMJ.